Welcome to our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. I am Surag Ramachandran, Associate VP, Marketing at Suntech Business Solutions. Today, we have Jamal Anwar Parakandi, AVP Global Delivery at Suntech, joining us. In this episode, we'll be talking about working with partners and how it can help create compelling propositions, ensure customer success, and foster innovation. So, Jamal, we are seeing a rise in partner-driven operational models in different industries. For instance, banks are building ecosystems with their partners by tapping into each other's strengths and therefore working towards creating greater value for customers. Partners are becoming an extension of an organization. Jamal, can you please tell me, as technology providers, how is working with partners going to help us operate more resourcefully and in expanding our global footprint?
Thanks, Surag. A good question. The idea behind partnership, especially between two organizations, working in IT, the objective of the partnership itself is to complement each other with their respective strengths. Right? For example, one may be good at providing technology solutions and the other very good at managing large transformation programs. So there are a few things that comes into the table when we talk about partnership between two organizations. If I may list them out, first of all, we have to have a clear boundaries. Like establishing boundaries of work. This entails understanding operations that can be executed within their capabilities and hours between the partners. One should not encroach upon the other's terrain. So we need to respect that as well, the boundaries. So as I said earlier, it is to complement each other. It's not to compete, right, when you are partnership. Then understanding how partnerships can be synergically built and choosing the right partnerships accordingly. There has to be a synergy between the partners, right, in that particular field, so that when they both come together, there is synergy, there is value in that, and both benefit in the process. And ultimately, the end customer also benefit out of it. Then alignment of the company vision with the partner. Right. So every company has a vision, and when we go to partnerships, the kind of partnership we are going for has to align with the vision we have. Right. So again, all these come work towards the same objective. Then how an engaging proposition can be created together to help clients succeed. As I said earlier, the ultimate aim is to help our customers. So, for example, in our case, we have technological solutions. We provide some of the mission critical applications to enterprises. Customers come to us to help solve some of their critical problems. So, and we partner with the other organizations, other partners, primarily to help us or help customers to succeed in that objective. As I said earlier, we have the cutting edge solution, and probably we need a partner who can help us to manage the whole program to scale, right? Because when we talk about a transformation program, it's not just about the solution alone. The solution is the key to it, heart of it, but there are many other aspects that comes with that, like educating the users, planning. Many such aspects come into place, right? Which may not be directly linked to the technology as such, But all these are part of the program.
Thanks, Jamal. Those were wonderful insights. What I understand is, by establishing boundaries of work, by aligning the company vision with the partner, and by understanding how partnerships can be synergistically built, by choosing the right partnerships accordingly, we can have an engaging proposition which will help the clients to succeed. Thank you for being a part of our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. Stay tuned for our next episode.